AM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker today brought to you by F&F Feeds, now with a second location north of Olpe on Highway 99, your local Golden Harvest corn and soybean seed advisor.
F&F Feeds of Emporia has expanded to better serve Lyon and the neighboring county's agricultural community. Their second location, north of Olpe on 99 Highway, allows them to better support the area's feed, fertilizer, chemical, and seed needs. Contact Derek Bam, your local Golden Harvest corn and soybean seed advisor, at 620-343-7155 to see how he and the F&F team can help you. F&F Feeds, proudly serving the greater Lyon County area's agricultural needs.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning. Partly cloudy, 43 degrees, on our way to a beautiful 66 before it's all said and done. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia Lions Club member Gary Post. We've got a big biscuit and gravy breakfast not that far down the pike. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, KBOE. I'm just fabulous. How are you guys?
We are doing wonderful here today. And as Ron mentioned, kind of teeing us off here with the upcoming breakfast for the community, you and all the other Lions have got to be really excited for what's coming and what this entails here.
Lions are super excited about not only the breakfast, but we've got two other projects going that, if time allows, we'll visit also this morning. But the breakfast is the first second thing on the agenda, actually. March the 7th on Saturday, traditionally we have had this breakfast on the first Saturday in March, and that happens to be the 7th this year, 7:30 to 11:30 a.m., and $10 advance or $12 at the door, but kids 10 and under eat free, so... Hey, there's a deal there.
That's a great deal. It's a great breakfast. You've got a wonderful tradition with us, too, Gary, at the Emporia Senior Center, located at 603 East 12th. Biscuits and gravy, and you do it right. I know that people do not leave hungry, do they?
No. It's a great, not only do we have biscuits and gravy, we have sausage, link sausage from Fan and Seals, good stuff. And we also serve a fruit cup. And so, hey, healthy meal.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And you guys always, it seems like, have had a line of folks ready to greet you as you show up the day of and get the final preparations set.
Absolutely. They said, it's 7:30. How come we're not serving biscuits yet? we're serving gravy here, so as soon as it's ready, you'll be ready. So it's a wonderful project for the community, and it looks like we're on pace for a record year this year with advanced ticket sales, and we've had a great response from not only many of our traditional sponsors, but also several new sponsors this year. So we like to mention the top two tier on air, if that's a possibility.
Well, go ahead, Gary. Let her rip.
Okay. Remax Realty, Remax Eck Realty, IM Design, Emporia Orthodontics, Charter Funerals, Perriott Farm Bureau, Lyon County State Bank, Evergreen Design Build, Sutherland's, Clint Boyer Autoplex, Fan and Seal Meat, Reynolds and Anlacher Physicians and Surgeons, Big Ben Automotive, Central Care Cancer Center, Central Cancer Care Center, Scott's Welding, Bass Plumbing and Heating, Burnett Brothers, Hamvin's Critter Control, Best Machining, Advanced Auto Body, and Newman Regional Health, Wagon Wheel Grill and Bar. Those are all our platinum logos, and they will have their logo featured on our banner. We also have a gold group, and that's Simmons & Simmons, Thomas Transfer and Storage, Clark Carpet and Tile, Edward Jones, John Geitz, Citizens State Bank, Fund Electric, and Flatland Threads. And then there's about that two more pages of other sponsors that were under the silver and gold level, silver and bronze levels.
All
so
right.
We really appreciate all these people.
Thanks to the great sponsors supporting the Lions Club and all the great work that they do. The Biscuit and Gravy Breakfast coming up Saturday, March 7th, Emporia Senior Center, 603 East 12th from 7:30 until 11:30. Again, advance tickets only $10 for adults. It's 12 at the door. So how can we acquire those advance tickets, Gary?
Well, there's every Lion should have a pocket full of them that they're getting rid of, and they've done a great job. We've had a membership drive going for the last several months here, and we christened that the Lion Bob Grover Memorial Membership Drive, and we're going to install some new Lions just ahead of this. And our first meeting in March, our first Wednesday meeting, and the Emporia Lions Club is going to grow by at least 10 and maybe even a couple of more members. We're going to have a formal induction on that Wednesday at the Senior Center. That's on the 4th of March. And some of those guys have already stepped up, and Jimmy Dawson, he's already sold $450 worth of tickets.
Nice.
And we've got other new members in there that have passed $100 in sales. They're just, I've never seen such a group of people just jump into something and want to be part of something. I'm super pumped up about our new members and our membership drive coming to a close here the first part of March. We've never had one as successful as this. About 100 years ago, when I joined the Lions Club in Liberal, there was seven of us that were inducted at one time, and I've never heard of a group in Kansas inducting 10 members at once. It's probably happened, but I just am not aware of it. So
10 plus, and yeah, we can't congratulate you enough. You sound excited, and you should be. So.
Oh yeah, we're pushing up on 40 members in the Emporia Lions Club, and there's stuff for them to do and things to do and flags to wave and bells to ring and just all the things that Lions do. The Random Acts of Kindness in December, site projects, vision screening. We're even, people are looking at the Quest program. We're looking at the Peace Poster, things that we've never had people for to be able to do some of these signature Lions Club projects. We've got some folks that are interested in them, and it's just growing from there.
With that in mind, I have a couple of questions here for you, Gary, one of which is, Why do you believe you're seeing this level of interest in the Lions Club now?
Well, if you want to grow a Lions membership, you don't just talk about it. You got to take action. You got to be visible in your community and service in action. Those are things that that Lions International preaches to you and says these are the things you need to do. And we've had a great response from our Facebook page, and people can message us on there. And that's how a lot of people, we poured over into the Emporia area chat room and just told people what we were doing. And people contacted us and said, well, hey, I want to be part of that. And then not only did a new member come in, but one brought in a friend of hers, and then that friend brought in, is working on bringing in her mother. So, it's just kind of it's a wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the other question I had, you mentioned Bob, what was the impact that he had on the club and on the community from your perspective?
Oh, Bob Grover was absolutely, he wrote part of the 100-year history. He wrote grants for us. He served as president. He was just a steady, wonderful presence for the Emporia Lions Club, and I'm just so pleased that we were able to honor him with a successful successful membership drive. Just a super deal, I think.
Okay, well, let's re-rack it here for a week from Saturday and get us all hungry for what's to come.
At the Emporia Senior Center, from 7:30 to 11:30 a.m., that's at 603 East 12th Street. It's biscuits, it's gravy. What else you need? Well, we got a fruit cup, we got coffee, we got orange juice, and we got a whole bunch of Lions, and we got some college kids wanting to serve you and take care of things for you. So kids 10 and under eat free, and $10 advance sales, and $12 at the door Saturday morning.
Is there takeout available, Gary?
You know, we're kind of perfecting that a little bit. We've had things where, okay, oh, which line are you in here? We fix it up takeout to just go into the other room if you want takeout, and we've got a separate serving line there, and boy, it has just worked super. And our sponsors have the option for delivery. So that's one of the perks of being a sponsor, in addition to being mentioned on KVOE. And so it's just a wonderful community project here.
You do a great job with it.
You do a wonderful job.
We're happy to promote it for you, Gary.
One other item I need to mention, the Clue Cook Lions Memorial Fund. Applications for that are open at the Emporia Community Foundation until deadline is the end of April. So I think we've got about 12,000 this year that we can have up. We've already committed about 12,000 to the Southwick House. That was okay. A 2-year project, and so we do have about 12,000, I think, this year that we're open for other projects. People need to get an application there and apply for that. We'll probably talk more about this closer to the deadline.
So who's eligible to get those in, Gary? Who are you looking to support?
Basically, we're looking for Clee Cook family put together kind of kids in agriculture. We've had great response from the Lyon County Extension Office on some great projects with them. And we've also done other things like renovating some of the old schoolhouses around. They've applied for a grant, and they put new roofs on and new siding and stuff in some of these community buildings around. So some kind of major projects going with that money. And it's been going since 2014. Great addition that the Cook family put together and Lions administer.
Outstanding stuff. Well, Gary, keep us posted, and looking forward to everything that you got to chronicle here with us here shortly.
I appreciate your time, and I just read this morning the secret to life.
Which is?
Breathing.
Yep.
I can't argue that, Gary.
Can't argue that at
all. Appreciate it. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
We served.
Indeed you do. Emporia Lions Club. Biscuits and gravy breakfast, Saturday, March the 7th, the Senior Center. Get your advance ticket from any Lions Club member today. Only $10. Well worth it, I'll tell you that much. And proceeds obviously fund the Lions Club and all the great work that they do. Chuck?
There you go. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spot, which is 7:20 every weekday morning, pretty easy process.